the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
Oh my god, we never tested the microphone. This could sound horrible.
It's true. Well, listen, if it sounds really bad, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
But what I was thinking about...
A lot of podcasts sound bad. I remember there's one podcast I listened to. The guy, they were like outside in a park, and you could hear like... The birds chirping.
And you hear the
hey, throw me that. Hey, throw me. Can you throw me that frisbee? Hey, hey.
Yeah, you hear the wind.
You hear guys running, dogs barking, birds chirping, cars honking.
It's the nature cast.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm one with nature.
Well, it's like 0 degrees outside right now.
Oh,
so
my.
Literally. It's outside.
Literally, it's 0 degrees. Like an hour ago when I left the house, it was -4.
We should just open this window, climb out on the ledge.
And die?
Then take our microphones out and see how long we can stay out there. Remember we used to do that game where you drive down the street on the highway and then you'd stick your hand out the window. Everyone in the car would stick their hand out the window.
Yeah, and see how long they could...
And the one time I snuck a glove on.
Yeah, you cheated. Like, the thing was, I mean, I don't think, like, you won. Like, we were all doing it, but we're like, god damn it. Like, our hands hurt so bad.
I was laughing.
Yeah, because you have a fucking glove on. I mean, one dude did get hypothermia. I mean, he lost like a part of a finger.
That's all right.
Yeah, I mean, we fucking manage.
Thumb's most important. As long as you don't lose your thumb, you're good.
I know. Thumb's what's important. Do you recall there was like one thing where a dude lost his thumb, so they removed his big toe?
Ah, that's
and
gross.
Gave him a fucking toe thumb. That's what they did. Like,
imagine watching that guy eat. Like, oh my god, he's eating with his feet.
Or what if he comes up to shake your hand? You just meet him. How do you do?
Or how about when you need a skin graft and they take like skin flesh from your ass and put it on your face?
Yeah.
Or your neck. I mean, that's just gross. Like, that used to be your ass.
Oh my god. What if it was a chick and she has she has toe thumbs and now she's jerking you? Like, you didn't know. Let's say you're going on a couple dates, but it's wintertime, so she's always wearing gloves. And so by the third date, things are getting hot and heavy, and it's like it's dark, and you just really didn't notice. You stared at everyone's hands. Like, maybe she always kind of keeps them folded or in her pockets, so you just don't see. And now you're kind of getting into it, and then all of a sudden her hand reaches down in your pants, and you look down, and you're like, whoa!
Well, some people have like weird like toe thumbs. We're like, there's weird.
Well, some people, what's more common is the fucked up feet, like toes going in weird directions or kind of stuck together.
Don't get me started. Feet are a mess.
Well, you don't like normal feet.
Yeah, even a perfect pair of feet still looks pretty ugly to me. But some people are like, why are your feet visible to the public? I don't understand.
Some people, they love their feet. Well, you know, it's mostly girls. They love wearing the flip-flops being barefoot.
As soon as spring comes, girls love to announce how it's flip-flop weather, and they're so excited that they don't have to put actual shoes on.
And some of them like just to be barefoot, which they get away with. They kind of just seem like hippies, but you see a dude just wandering around barefoot, he looks like a fucking scumbag.
Do you think there's a lot of feet injuries during the summer? With all these people walking around in flip-flops.
Oh, nails and fucking glass cutting.
Stuff landing on them. I mean, shoes aren't protecting you too much, but...
I mean, it's a hell of a lot more than that foam you got strapped to one of your toes.
I mean, you can't run away from an assailant. I mean, you can't do anything.
Yeah, you see a chick running, she's holding the flip-flops. And you know, it is really hard to run barefoot, like on concrete.
Unless you're used to it.
Yeah, if you're not used to it, if you just wear shoes all the time, like, oh my god, it fucking hurts. Like, you feel the shock... Like, going up your legs with each step. It's not pleasant.
Yeah, so I don't know. Get rid of those flip-flops, ladies.
Yeah.
Some girls love flip-flops so much they have the fucking sticker on the back of their car of a flip-flop.
Oh, I've also seen the the rearview mirror thing hanging out, the little tiny flip-flops.
How can you love... I guess it's like a lifestyle is what that like, represents. The laid-back, casual lifestyle.
I guess.
Because you really do love that. Do you love a garment or whatever you call it? You know, footwear that much?
Yeah, it's not a garment.
But you love footwear, a piece of footwear that much? Like, are you going to put a boot, a sticker on the back of your car, Mark?
Listen, I don't have stickers on my car.
Let's say you did.
I do not like identifying things.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. You know what's hanging on by my rearview mirror? Just an air freshener, because I want my car to not stink.
You must love trees. You must love trees.
It's not a tree. It's a weird shaped thing.
You must love weird shaped things.
I do. Now, what I was going to open the show with, which...
Well, now you're going to close it with the show with it.
I know.
Good work.
But I was watching TV, and I saw Mr. Clean commercial, and I thought, how fucking old is that guy?
He's been around for a while.
Well, the thing is, he's been around for a while.
Well, you understand that he's not a real guy, right?
I don't know that. He might be based on a real
guy. Like, he's not going to get older. It's not like the Maytag man who just died, you know...
There's a new Maytag guy.
Oh, yeah, they got a new one. No, he's a cartoon character, so he can...
He's
ageless.
Fine, but what
like
I'm...
Like, Homer Simpson's been 35 for 30 years.
I know. I was a child.
We're older than Homer Simpson.
I know. Man. Like, I was a kid. I was a little boy when the show first started. Now I'm older than him.
It's crazy.
Kind of sad. But what my question is, how old is a Mr. Clean character supposed to be? Because you look at him, body-wise, he's fucking ripped. He's like, his muscles are all defined. Mm-hmm. He is like a bodybuilder.
Sounds like me.
It does. I was thinking about you. But he has white eyebrows. That's his only identifying marker for age, white eyebrows.
I believe that...
What if he's an albino?
I believe he's like 46, and...
And in the fucking best shape ever.
He's not totally bald, but he had thinning hair.
So he shaved it?
Really, like, he was in his mid-20s and he started to get thinning hair. So he decided, fuck it, I'm just going to start shaving.
I don't know if he's 46 and being that ripped.
It's weird. When you see pictures of Mr. Clean with his hair, he looks like a different guy. It's really weird.
And it's black. It's jet black.
Yeah.
He looks strange.
Well, he was really a rocker in his younger days and he had long hair.
And you know what? I think he wasn't as built either.
He was always on the Sunset Strip, you know, seeing like early Motley Crue concerts and stuff. He was into that.
You know you can get...
But then he got into the cleaning game, so...
You can get the growth hormone, too, as part of some kind of rejuvenation treatments.
Yeah.
So I bet he did something like that.
Now...
Even though they're not functional muscles, but you look awesome.
If you were to start losing your hair, would you go with the, fuck it, I'm just, whatever happens, happens... Or would you take the supplements, whatever they
like
call them?
Like the, I wanted to say...
Rogaine,
yeah.
Or would you get a hair transplant, or would you just shave your head? Well, you can't, you can't shave your head.
I can't shave my head.
But at some point, if you lose enough of your hair, is it going to matter? You're still going to see it.
True, but I mean, I know that's not going to happen, but let's just
say... You don't know anything.
I know. Well, are you going bald?
I mean, eventually you might. Everyone starts to... Their hair starts to thin eventually.
But look, my dad's like almost 70, full head of hair. My grandfather was in his 90s, full head of hair.
I tell you, Mark, but your father's been wearing a wig all these years.
it's just kind of established that, you know, we don't have bald people in my family. That's just it. So I'm not really worried about it. All right. Let's just say the hypothetical, if it did. I'd probably start with the Rogaine, because at least... If it works for you, because it doesn't work for everyone, if it works, it fucking works.
See, my father...
Now, the transplant,
my
sometimes looks like shit.
Has thin hair, and you know what he does? He just wears a hat. He's worn
it.
For as long as I remember, he looks weird without a hat to me, because he's always had a hat. You know, except, you know, if, like, funerals, he has to take his hat. Like, some holidays, he doesn't wear a hat.
He wears a hat and shower.
That's basically it.
You know what? Tell your dad to convert to Judaism just so you can wear a hat all the time.
Yeah,
it's
not
shit.
Like his type of hat, I guess. He wants the brim and all that.
Yeah, that's what he wants, but the main point of the hat for him is to cover his fucking head.
See, that's too much. I love hats. I collect hats, but I don't wear them that much because I don't like establishing myself as a hat guy.
I know.
First of all, I can't wear a hat at work anyway because it's an office.
I mean, I never used to be a hat guy. I just never. Like, hats, that's weird. I don't wear hats. And then one day I started wearing hats and I became a hat guy. So if people saw me and they knew me as the non-hat guy, you're like, Mark, you look weird wearing a hat. But now all of a sudden...
Those days are long over.
I don't know anyone from that time period.
Yeah.
So now people know me as a hat guy. So when I take off my hat, I look weird.
Yeah.
I've lived two lives.
See, I just keep it... Like, I don't wear... I make sure to switch up my jackets. I switch up everything.
Well, I got a new jacket. So I switch it up somewhat.
Because you don't want to be known as that person, like, hey, look, there's that guy in the leather jacket. There's the guy in the, you know, whatever.
That's why
there's that guy in the tutu.
That's why sometimes I don't wear pants. Because I don't want people to just, you know, put me in a pigeonhole.
Be known
with
as
the
guy
pant.
Who wears pants. Yeah.
That dude's always wearing pants. You believe that guy?
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes I'll be like, fuck it. No pants. Let my cock hang.
Well, sometimes if you have, like, some sort of weird body of some sort, like, you establish yourself something because you just do it out of necessity. Like,
yeah.
You know.
Can't think of anything. Who told me that story? Oh, and I remember hearing the story in high school. This guy was working at a McDonald's, and one of the guys there just had a beard. He just always had a beard. No one thought anything of it. And then one day the manager came in and told him, like, listen, you got to shave that beard. You cannot. And he's like, you know, the guy was refusing, and then the manager just laid down the law. If you do not go home now and shave off that beard,
we will take away this $4.25 job from you.
It's probably less than that.
Yeah.
I was in high school. So it was probably like $3.75.
You're not going to get your $3.75 an hour, sir.
No, please don't. Please don't. So
I need that $64 a week. I need it.
He's working 40 hours a week for $60. Working his ass off for that.
It's a hard work.
Yeah. Fucking
gotta deal with assholes.
Insane. But he went home.
I got spoons thrown at me once.
He went home and shaved. And when he came back, everyone was like, because he had a pimple beard, like really bad fucking acne, like extremely bad. That's why he had the beard. He was hiding it, and no one could tell because he had a nice thick beard. Man. Now you look like a fucking monster.
That's crazy.
And you always see the guy with like a weak chin. You know, you see some people that kind of don't even have chins, but they can like if you can grow a beard. You can kind of shape that into, like, a normal chin and, like, no one really knows. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
There's a lot of ways to hide things.
That's what I'm saying. You have to be able to...
And you know what? You should hide things. I know in this world now, it's cool...
You gotta be proud of yourself.
It's cool not to be normal, but guess what? I mean, I want to be fucking normal. I want to hide shit. I seen a guy, he was an amputee... And just to relax, he fucking takes off his leg. Oh, no. What the fuck is it?
He took off his leg.
No, this was back in college.
And that's what the crowd did.
You know, you'd see him limping around, and at first I'm like, oh, dude just has a limp. And then you notice, huh, that's a fake leg. And then while he's sitting there...
Old peg leg.
I look over, and there's his leg. Fucking on the heater. He just took it off. I'm like, dude.
Gotta air out his stump.
I know, but fucking come on, man. You don't think that leg, your fucking fake leg, draws enough attention? Now you gotta take it off? I'm sorry, that's an attention grab.
Yeah, speaking of clothes,
make the man.
Did you ever, like this happens to me all the time, like, I'll go to Target, and as I'm walking in, I realize I'm wearing 98% Target stuff. Like, I'm wearing a Target jacket. I'm wearing a Target shirt, Target jeans, you know.
Well, let me tell you something. Everything I'm wearing now, my sweatshirt, I got from Target. I have a t-shirt underneath, I got from Target. My jeans, I got from Target. My underwear, I got from Target. My socks, I got from Target. The only thing I have on that is non-Target related are my boots.
Wow.
I shop at Target.
See, the problem is when I do that, though, I always assume...
That everyone knows?
No, not that.
Look at this guy.
That they're going to think I stole... Like, I was wearing a jacket that I just bought. I'm like, I should write my name in here or something because they're going to say, like, hey, did you just steal that jacket? Like, no, but...
Because we have those jackets on a rack right there.
Then I got to wait for them to review the tape of me coming in with it. Or I could carry the receipt around, I guess, in the pocket.
You know what, though? I mean, you. I hope you realize you're worrying for nothing.
I don't really get harassed anymore.
And plus, if they seen you fucking around with jackets, maybe they would question you. But you're just wearing the jacket.
No.
I mean, it would be pretty easy to come in with no jacket. Then you just, you know, go back there, put on the jacket, and fucking wander around. Odds are no one saw you. I mean, if you really want to steal, it's probably pretty easy.
Yeah.
Do you remember the one time we were in the mall and we seen this girl stuffing clothes into her purse?
Yeah.
She had like the oversized chick purse.
I had to fight the urge to
clap? Rat her out?
What? Yeah, rat her out. Because
I didn't even think about it. I just, out of the corner of my eye, I'm like, what the
fuck?
Because
as you know, I'm a man who, I want justice.
So do I.
And I would love for, like, I'd love to see her just get like tackled, gang tackled by a bunch of security guards. Because what bullshit. I gotta pay for my shit, and this girl's spending, you know, stealing, you know, a few hundred dollars worth of shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I might not agree with the rules, but if I'm gonna fucking follow them, everyone should fucking follow them. Like, I don't like this shit anymore than you.
She had no shame. Like, she was in the. It was one of those tables they put like in the front of the store.
Yeah,
in the mall.
It's like you're like.
Which I never understood anyway. Like, even the a lot of these stores have like outdoor stuff, like tent sales.
I'm yeah.
Like, who's manning this?
No one. No one's out there. Or like, and you expect people out of the goodness of their heart from outside the store to pick up the item, go into the store, buy it, then come back or, out of the store.
A lot of times in the summer, you'll walk into like a Home Depot or something. They'll have like all kinds of like flowers and
yeah.
dirt and stuff just sitting outside. Like, what makes me just not grab that and go?
Well, it's just the assumption that we're members of society and yeah. we're not going to do that.
And I know they have cameras and everything, but
the thing is, those cameras are shit. And for the most
part, they're all HD now.
That, you know what? You'd be surprised. A lot of places just haven't done the upgrade. They don't want to spend the money, and you can't really get a lot of detail. And that just assume you're assuming too that they're gonna notice. I drive by in my pickup, put a couple of potted plants in the back.
You have a pickup?
Just yeah, I do. and just drive off because you know I love flowers, especially mm-hmm. potted plants.
Well, yeah. Well, you're a green thumb, so
yeah.
That's your hobby in the summer.
Horticulture.
You know, if it's summertime, you're going to find me in the backyard in the garden.
Yeah. You
That's
know,
where you'll find me.
Well, I start in the spring because you have to start planting. Yeah. But then by the, you know, by summer, everything's blooming and it's beautiful.
I hate that shit. Like in the beginning of the spring, I'm like, man, we just did this last year. Can it just last? It must be nice to live in Florida where it's just like, you know, you just have to do the upkeep.
You
know,
tell you what, this year I'm starting an herb garden. I'm going to have tomatoes.
I'm starting a herb garden. A bunch of herbs. Herbert Hoover and Herbert...
That's the only one I know.
H. Bush. George Herbert Bush.
I don't know if that was... Was that his middle name?
Yeah, Herbert.
Herbert. That's a dumb name. Yeah, that's one of the names that disappeared, right? I don't think that's ever coming back.
Well, there's Bert from Bert and Ernie fame.
I don't think his full name was Herbert, though.
Yeah, that's Bert is short for Herbert.
That doesn't necessarily mean what's Ernie short for? Ernard?
Ernest.
Ooh, we started a cartoon called Bernard. What it?
Ernest and Herbert.
I know.
But
no, it'd be Herbert and Ernest.
Herbert and Ernest.
Yeah,
they're sophisticated.
I know.
Hello, Bert.
Hey, Bert. Ernest.
Hey, Bert. Hey, Herbert. I heard you collect diamonds.
Instead of pigeons yeah. or something? Bert, like, had... I don't know if he collected pigeons or is friends with pigeons.
Ernest, stop eating caviar in bed.
You're getting caviar all over our cashmere blankets.
We're rich, but we're afraid of the dark, so we still sleep in the same room.
I know. In the same bed sometimes. I don't... Oh, no, they had two twin... It's so weird. They had twin beds, but the one was always was so consumed with getting crumbs in the bed. Meanwhile, that's not your fucking bed,
yeah,
so who cares?
Yeah, sleeping crumbs, let them.
That's why I think once the camera was off them...
Were they adults or kids? I feel like a lot of those characters were our kids.
I kind of feel like Bert and Ernie were adults.
Were they? Because it seemed like the only adults were like Maria and that other guy.
You know what? They lived on their own. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
I think they were adults. And I think they pushed their beds together when no one was looking. That's why he was so consumed with the crumbs.
Well, Sesame Street has to keep coming out now these days and saying they're not gay. Because people keep saying, like, they're gay. They gotta be. They live
Two men live together.
They lived together for 30 years. You know, they sleep in the same room.
Confirmed bachelors.
They got a photo of themselves together.
It's not a photo. It was like a fucking portrait,
yeah,
like painting.
They commissioned a painting.
I know. In their study, behind their two easy chairs, is a giant painting of them together.
Well, by my logic, they must be gay. I mean, nothing wrong with that, but they're just gay.
Yeah.
It's just like, no, they're not gay, all right?
There's nothing wrong with it other than they're hiding it.
And Big Bird's a guy, believe it or not. I thought he was a girl.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he laid an egg once.
He's got a fucking nest. What would a guy bird need a nest for?
Yeah, there's no chicks in there.
Nests aren't for birds to sleep in. That's where they keep their eggs.
Yeah, they nurse
their
young. Sounds
like he's teaching kids stupid shit. That's not true.
Birds live in a nest. Where do birds live? In a nest?
No,
that's for their young. They lay eggs. That's
birds
where they
don't actually
them.
Live anywhere. They're you know, they're free.
Homeless.
Free as a bird.
No.
You ever hear that?
Yeah.
They don't have a home.
Just like homeless people. They're free as birds. They live the life.
They're sitting, you know, they sit in a wire. They, They get in the mall. Like, I saw a bird flying around the mall the other day.
Yeah, I'll see those sometimes.
Like, you know what, bird? You're fucking smart. And it's cold out there. Like,
fuck this.
There's food in here. Like, they're not gonna, like, security's not going to try to stop you. Like, they're going to go around
the net. Actually, I don't know what a bird's going to eat in the mall. I mean, he can't go to Annie M's Pretzels.
But there's crumbs around.
Maybe.
At night, there's no one really around, so they can go in the garbages and...
Yeah, true. I think about the homeless a lot when it's this cold, because I think, what the fuck? Not that I see a lot of homeless people, but I do...
So you let some live in your house, right?
Well, I was building up to that. Yeah. Jesus, give me a minute.
I mean, I didn't see you brag about it on Facebook.
But... Well, but that's because I'm not an asshole. I don't do things hoping that everyone's going to fucking pat me on the back for it.
I saw this homeless family...
And I stopped. I gave them blankets. I brought a thermos with chicken noodle soup
inside.
And
I invited them back for my house for dinner. Now my family's dead because they happen to be mass murderers.
They weren't like the down on their luck homeless. They were the crazy homeless, which you can't really tell the difference sometimes. So that's on me. But I think about them in this freezing weather because, like I said, I don't see them a lot. There's one dude I see on the street a lot when I'm driving, and I don't know if he's homeless. He looks like a homeless man. He seems kind of crazy, but he might live somewhere. I don't really know.
I don't know the rules around here. But
and I think, it's -4 degrees out. But what are they doing?
I read somewhere, it might have been New York City, there's a law that all homeless people have to be off. It's like you... The police have to get them off the streets during, like, certain temperatures. Like, if it's below a certain temperature, they got to get them off the streets.
Would you arrest them? Where'd you put them?
Well, I think a lot of homeless people do that.
Get themselves in jail?
Yeah, like, they kick a cop in the ass or something, or throw a snowball at his car so they get arrested. Hey, if it's cold out, fuck it.
Yeah.
Get a hot meal and a warm place to sleep. You know?
And a free ass kicking.
Eh.
Because, I mean, a cop will kick your ass.
Maybe, but I'm, like, you know.
Normally, I pay to get my ass kicked.
Just to the holding center, you're good.
And then you get your ass kicked more in there, because you know it's full of criminals, right?
Well, maybe.
Do you know of any kind of homeless shelter in the area?
I mean, I'm not really... No, I'm not privy to that information.
Yeah, me either.
I'm sure they're around.
There might not even... There's food pantries, that I know.
Well, I know there's a soup kitchen on the one street, because I always see the sign.
Oh, yeah?
I'm always like, you know, I should just dress in some ratty clothes and go to the soup kitchen.
Get a free meal. Hey, whenever you're hungry, just wander on over.
Yeah, but you get to put up with all those other smelly homeless guys.
Yeah, hey, you don't want... Imagine how much money you'd save for every meal. Just go over there.
They're only open for lunch.
Ow. It sucks.
It's like once a day or something, I don't know. Or maybe it's even like not even every day.
They think homeless people need to eat only like 3 times a week?
You really do, though. You would get away with that.
You know what? It depends what you're doing. Depends on what kind of calories those homeless people are burning. I don't really know their lifestyle.
Well,
they might be burning a lot of calories.
Well, we all know that people eat too much in a day.
No, oh, definitely. Homeless people, I don't think they suffer from that ailment, though.
You know, so, you know, you cut down to 2 meals a day, I think it's good.
Yeah, but not 3 meals a week.
Well, I mean, that's even better, right?
No.
There is that ultra...
You're taking that logic too far.
There is that ultra diet of, like, where people eat, like, 1,000 calories a day. And they say it's like there's some studies have shown that helps, like, you know, heart disease, and like it'll reverse the effects of heart disease.
Well, I mean, you could live on 1,000 calories a day depending on what you're doing.
I guess you
could. As we all know, I mean, however many calories you're burning.
The trick would be to make sure you only buy food for dinners. Don't buy anything else, because if you have it in your house, you're going to eat it.
That's the thing. That's why it's so hard, because, like, I'm buying, like, snacks for my son. I'm buying all this other shit. But back when I was a young man, just on my own, I bought what I was going to fucking eat. That was at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's what I bought. I didn't have anything else. So I couldn't be like, oh, I'm going to go snack on this. I'm going to go do that. Nope. That was it.
Well, you know.
Now, I'm like,
you could have established that there's no such thing as snacking. When you have a kid, you can make them think on anything you want. Especially in the early years.
Okay.
There's no such thing as snacking.
All right, so you know Valentine's Day was yesterday, correct?
Yeah, I do.
So, on the weekend...
So your son doesn't know Valentine's Day exists, right?
No, he knows it exists. Oh. So, before Valentine's
Day... Did he have to bring cards to school?
He was going to have, like, some kind of party, and, you know, I got candy, and he was going to bring some stuff in. But guess what? Shitty weather. School was canceled.
Well, yeah, but
that Friday.
You didn't buy those cards? Like, I see the cards. There's a box of cards of the teacher.
Oh, no. I didn't buy the cards. I just bought the candy. Even though, some of the candy, there were suckers, and they had, like, tags that you could write to somebody from somebody. But I don't think they were going to do
some
that.
Some schools make you do those cards.
I don't know, because back when I was a kid...
Maybe the candy counts. You just have to have something for everyone.
Yeah, back when I was a kid, that's what they did, you know, with the cards.
Listen, I'm going to re-release the article I wrote on it, but... My like worst day of my life was Valentine's Day, seeing people throw out my Valentine's.
I remember you looked in the trash and you saw the Valentine's Day that you gave people there. Yeah. That is so funny. That's so sadly hilarious.
Yeah.
But as I was going to say, now the day before Valentine's Day,
February 13th.
Yeah, and that wasn't a question.
What is February 13th?
Correct. Thank you for putting it in the form of a question. But again, I was looking for shit to snack on, and I had nothing in the house, and I wasn't leaving, so you know what I did? A box of chocolates that I bought for my girlfriend. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Tomorrow, I'll just buy another one. So there I am, eating a heart-shaped box of chocolates.
The problem with that is you don't want to go to a store on Valentine's Day. I mean, I was there like... the middle of last week, and I went by that section, there's full of people. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, so you just fucking go to a gas station or
sheep.
Walmart,
people
and you get a little something. But like, listen, I was hungry, I wanted something sweet, so I opened up the Valentine's Day shit.
You know what I think is funny? I was at, was it Walmart or Target? Was it one of the stores? In the clearance section, they had New Year's Eve stuff, or New Year's stuff. I'm like, who would buy this? What the hell are you going to do with a happy 2016 thing? Like a half party hat.
People who are thinking...
I know it's only 30 cents, but what are you going to do with it?
You think ahead for the next 2016.
That's what I'm saying.
So that you have it.
There's literally nothing you can do with that.
Ooh, you know what?
Unless you're having a museum.
We would have it like in a video and pretend we're having a 2016 New Year's party.
Now, if they had like generic happy New Year's stuff.
Yeah, if it's something without the date, you save it for next year.
Because when I used to... like on New Year's Eve, I'd always come over to my grandma's because my parents would have a party and we weren't welcome. And
kick your dumb ass out.
We'd always have New Year's at my grandma's, and she'd bring down her New Year's box, and it had all kinds of party hats, because she used to have New Year's parties, but they stopped doing it, you know, once they got older. So it was all their leftover stuff, like party, you know, noisemakers and hats, but it was from, like, the 70s, but it was, you know, it was generic, so it didn't say the year, so it just say Happy New Year, and so you could use them, like, year after year.
Well,
but,
you know,
now they stick, like, 2016 on the stuff, or whatever year it is.
There's a reason for that, so that you can't use the same shit again. You have to buy new stuff.
Well, New Year's remains to be one of the most depressing times of the year for me because I do nothing. Ever.
Yeah, I know. Me either. It'd be awesome if I had some kind of party.
This year I went to a hockey game and then I was home by 10:30 and that was it.
And then went to bed.
Yeah.
Didn't even fucking wait that long for the new year. It's like fucking time.
You are, every year I hear people brag about that.
About how they went to sleep before?
Yeah.
That's not bragging.
I said, man, I'll be in bed by 10:30. Don't care. Like, all right, but why do you...
Well, you know people brag for, like, the weirdest things.
People should just get t-shirts that brag about things. Don't have a cell phone yet. Like, now everyone does, but there was a while in the early 2000s where people would brag about not having cell phones.
Ooh, how about... Let's have a t-shirt line. Never been fucked. Never fucked anybody. Never had a drink. You know, just shit like that. People
don't
brag
about. Don't have a
cell
phone.
Yeah.
Don't watch TV.
Even though they watch Netflix and Hulu, but they don't watch TV. Okay.
Don't watch TV. What else is there? Don't eat gluten. Gluten-free. I'm going to get a t-shirt that says gluten-free.
Yeah. Ooh, you know.
Non-celiac disease, gluten-free.
Wait a minute. I could wear that proudly because guess what? I'm not saying that I eat gluten-free. I'm saying that my t-shirt is gluten-free. You see?
Which they do. They do have stuff like that. They would never have gluten in it, but they put gluten-free.
Well, yeah.
Because they're dummies.
Because it's a fucking, yeah, it's just a little get. You know, like, people are idiots. Ooh, gluten-free. Like, listen, yeah, you're right. Whatever product,
there's
Jell-O's never had gluten, but you just put on gluten-free and someone's going to buy it.
This apple's gluten-free. Yeah, it's no gluten in an apple.
Doesn't matter. People are dumb. People are fucking suckers, so let's play into it, and now they'll buy our shit.
Yeah.
I slap on that organic sticker.
This great thing online, maybe you even retweeted, maybe not, I don't remember, about the this study on, this scientist did a study on all the foods that are currently can be bought that are chemical-free and had a whole list, but it had nothing on it.
No, that wasn't me. Then I didn't see it.
It was a blank. It was a PDF, and it said like, "Here are all the foods that are chemical free," and it had a list, but it was nothing. There's nothing that's chemical free.
Yeah, and then I saw the one article about, you know, the GMOs and all the fruits that we eat now have been modified. They showed they had pictures of like what a natural banana looks like.
Eggplant.
Yeah. Everything's a fucking gimmick, so don't buy into it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yes, that's how we end the show. Stop being a fucking dummy. Anyway, HotShowWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend.